All right, here we go. Another adventure in the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting. Glad to have you all here from all over the place. We're going to be talking about an unusual topic. This topic may actually be broken up into two parts. We may, I don't know yet until we get to the end, have enough information to where this is just going to have to be divided up into two parts. So, here we go. This is a topic that I talk about knowing that some people will wish I didn't even bring up. Most people in our profession wish that anyone associated with working with the negative spiritual side of the human condition would just go away. Well, I'm not going to go away. In all good conscience, I can't ignore the subject. I always keep in mind that every program that I put together has a main goal, to be a program that I wish I would have had when I started out. And as such, I cannot leave out of the Banyan Online Hypnosis Program this important information. This is because when you do as much age regression and forgiveness work as is routinely done by the five-path hypnotherapist, eventually spiritual issues will become a factor. I know that it has for me and virtually everyone who has ever worked as a hypnotherapist at our center. Now, today, what we're going to do is I invited Ed Wunder to share one of his cases. And last week he told us he would do that. And he mentioned that one of the cases he'd like to share is one with dark force entity issues. And so what I've done is I've set up our screen here today. Let me make sure everyone's synchronized. Everyone should be seeing a screen that has my picture in the top left corner. If you're one of the CD subscribers, you should have out the handout with my picture up in the top left-hand corner. The volume of this is number 12, and the title is Negative Spiritual Issues in a Professional Practice. Is there anyone that doesn't have that on their screen right now? All right, so hopefully everyone's got, who's live with us right now, has a proper screen in front of us. If you look on that screen about the fourth paragraph down, you'll see where it says click here and see handout. Please do that now. What I'd like to do now is turn this over to Ed Wunder, one of our certified professional hypnotherapy instructors, and he's going to talk us through this experience he had. Take it over, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Cal, for letting me share this, just so that everybody that's listening to this on the CD and everybody that's here just know that this isn't being presented as the way to work with DFEs. It's just that I have this experience and want to help have Cal help deconstruct everything that's going on. Just basic information, where the DFE presented itself was in the fourth session. The client came in to quit smoking, and that's all he came in for. You know, that's one of my running jokes. You only think you're coming in to quit smoking. Usually there's something behind it. And he's 34 years old, employed as a grocery store clerk, and he wants to stop smoking. All his benefits are the normal benefits. But one of the interesting things that he presented was that he came right out and told me two things. One is that he has differing minds in what he wants to do. At some point during the day, he wants to quit smoking, but then he'll flip right back around and come up with reasons not to. And if he does get better, and as part of our standard forms, he filled in that he loses his excuse for failing, his excuses for remaining the same. He's afraid that if he gets successful at quitting smoking, then he'll just have to go ahead and prove himself in some other way. If he quits smoking, he will have to start exercising, or he will have to try to get a better job, or he will have to be better in relationships, things like that. So that if he stops short and fails at quitting smoking, then he doesn't have to worry about it. He has an excuse not to do other important things in his life.